Military installation. Actually, I'm sure you heard the news today about the incident off of Gaza with the ships. But we're almost at the very, very top of the mountain. I can see the mountaintop from here. So praise God. You want to open up, Pastor Doug?
Well, sure. And can you just, who's with you, Kathy?
Right now, Marina's with me. We just came up. We left some people down in Katsarine. God had a divine appointment with a pastor who pastors in Katsarine and Tiberias. And his wife, and God did a spontaneous prayer meeting right before we left and came up here. And we went through the museum, actually in Katsarine, where the dolmens have, it was an exhibit which shows the burial places for the giants here in the land. This is very interesting. Got a lot of interesting information. So we're being led of the Spirit right now up on the top of the mountain. It's Marina and I. Marina's from Haifa. She lives in Haifa, but she's from St. Petersburg originally. She's a Russian Jewess. So.
Wow. Well, that's nice to know you there, Marina. And thank you for taking this.
Thank you for participating.
Okay, you know what? She got car sick coming up here. So she says, not right now. Thank you, though. Praise God.
All right, we can go ahead and what's your time frame? Are you?
We're waiting on the Lord, you know. It's pretty hot. In fact, the pastor, Steve Flores, and his wife, who is Ukrainian Jewish, came up here yesterday with one other person or two other persons. And God had led them to come up, and they prayed some, they said, for the borders up here and for mercy and protection for Israel because our enemies are surrounding us. So we knew that God was dovetailing us with them. And, you know, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing.
Well, let's just, so are you ready to pray then?
I am ready, and I'm recording it if you don't mind. I thought I'd let you know.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. And then is there a way that that can be, are you in a place where you want this to go, can it be broadcasted out? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as I get access, come off the mountain, I'll upload it on an MP3.
Oh, no, I meant, is it something that can be heard as we're praying, or is it just going into your ear?
No. We can hear it.
Okay, that's good. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, just before we pray, just you know that Mount Hermon is the place where the original Watchers came down in Genesis 6 to produce the hybrid offspring in order to destroy the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15. You're aware of this?
Yes.
Okay, and then that opening has been, that gateway has been reopened in 1947, 1948 again as a result of the German occultism and the massive ritual that occurred in World War II.
Yes.
A huge portal was opened with the destruction of the Jews in World War II. Satan's throne was moved from Germany to Jerusalem in 1948.
That's correct.
The Temple Mount, the veil that comes off the Temple Mount over the nations, is anchored on Mount Hermon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna deal with that.
Yes. Praise God.
So this is the culmination of 25 years of work here, and we knew about the Temple Mount, but we didn't know that it was anchored. This satanic stronghold has its roots from Mount Hermon over to the Temple Mount, so we're going to deal with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Father God, we do ask you to release whatever elect angels are necessary to surround Kathleen and those who are with them. We just command the entire mountaintop, the whole Benaeus, and the whole Grotto of Pan from the base up, and the portal, the gates of Hades all the way up to Hermon, that whole realm into the second heavens to be subject to the Lord of Hosts and Jesus Christ as Son of Man. Jesus, call upon you, Father, for your complete release. Whatever angelic hosts are necessary to guard the connection, to guard everything, to secure everything for this ministry to you. So we just say to you, Father, this is to you. We are offering up to you that which will give to our Savior the reward of his sufferings in this generation.
Yes, Lord.
So we just praise you, Father, for this opportunity. We give you the glory, So, Father, we just want to begin by confessing, first and foremost, the generational iniquity that was initiated by those in Genesis 6 when they agreed to the Watchers to give over the daughters of men in exchange for technology and occultism. So we confess the sins of the generation of Noah that opened the door to these Watchers to attack the seed of the woman. And then we also confess the sins of the various tribes that make up the those people groups that again were occupying the land of Canaan with the Anakim, the Zamzumim, the Emim, and the Horites, those various groups that were occupying the land to destroy the seed. And so we just confess all the sins of the apostate Jews, the tribe of Dan, the tribe of Esau, those that apostatized from the tribe of Levi, the various tribes of Israel who rebelled against you and opened the door and the gateway to the apostasy and to giving in to the worship of Baal and all that which opened the doors again for the giants to be there in the land of Canaan. And so, Father God, we just recognize that that Satan would not be able to do what he's doing on this earth without accomplices. And so we confess all the personal and generational sins that actually began with Adam's rebellion all the way to the present. We include those that represent the kings of the earth, the bloodlines of the Merovingians, the bloodlines of all the various apostate Jews, as I already mentioned, Father God, the tribe of Dan, and all the descendants of Esau, and all that which represents the idolatrous worship of false gods. So we want to acknowledge, Lord, that we are in this state, in this world today. The conditions of the nations are because of idolatry.
Yes, Lord.
That the first commandment has been violated, Father. You said, there shall be no other God before me or beyond me. And so we want to acknowledge and confess right here on Mount Hermon that Jesus Christ is the supreme Lord over all creation, that Jesus Christ is right now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whether he's recognized on earth now. We just command all the powers of darkness to recognize that Jesus Christ as Son of Man is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is Yahweh in the flesh, and that the Word of God says you are to kiss the King.
Yes.
You are to acknowledge his sovereignty before you perish.
Yes,
so it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just speak into this portal that reaches up into second heavens, where Satan's domain is, all the way down into Tartarus, and then reaching all the way back to Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 14, and the five eye wills of Satan, and then bringing all the iniquity of the generations that has interfaced with the rebellion of Satan through the fall of Adam, and then through the wickedness of those peoples in the days of Noah. We just bring all of that forward into the present, and we just say that we claim the Mount Hermon and that portal all the way up into the second heavens and all the way down into Tartarus and then back to Isaiah 14, 12 and 14, and then reaching all the way forward to Revelation 19:19 and beyond. We encompass all of history of mankind and every way in which this portal has been opened on Mount Hermon. We command the entire construct to be closed. We call upon you, Father, now to fill the entire domain, the heavens above and the earth below, and all reaching all the way back to the fall of Satan and forward to his overthrow and to the reign of Messiah. We command this entire domain be delivered over to and subject to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We ask you, Father, to apply the shed blood of Jesus Christ to all that which represents the generational iniquity that has opened this portal again in 1948. We confess all the wickedness and the massive human sacrifice that took place in World War II and all that was shed, Father, for the destruction of the Jews to open this portal. And so we command, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, this entire portal to collapse, this womb, this structure, to be collapsed and be removed off of the Temple Mount as the power source that gives Satan and his throne under on the Temple Mount to project the veil over the nations. We command this very veil, this web that is being projected from Satan and his throne, collapse to be rendered powerless in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach,
yes,
the Lord of Hosts. And I hold up to you, Father, Jennifer Diane's prayer.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name. All that she has represents as a bloodline crossover, that we, in Jesus' name, remove all of Jennifer Diane Fulford as a crossover Genesis seal, and every way in which she represents a non-bloodline Genesis seal there on Mount Hermon, and as all every way in which that interfaces with the Temple Mount, the throne of Satan, and over the nations, we remove all this seal off of the nations, off the 1040 window in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We confess, Jennifer Diane confesses being used as a veil or a cover or of the church with denial, and being used as the corporate Nephilim womb bloodline, non-bloodline link or crossover. I, Jennifer Diane Fulford, and or Genesis, remove myself from the position of the corporate crossover womb and from the seal of denial, the church, over the church and the nations. And Jennifer, on behalf of Jennifer Diane, we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to take the place of the Genesis seal and fill this entire womb construct with the glory of God.
Yes,
and Father God, we also hold up to you Sally or Sarah Elishaba, of a descendant of the tribe of Dan, of Levi, also the bloodlines of the Esau and the Collins. We just, as Sarah Elishaba, she confesses and renounces all worship of her ancestors throughout all generations, which include the tribe of Dan, tribe of Levi, Esau, and the current confluence of the 13 bloodlines making up the Collins, and confessing the all the sins of these generations that have opened up and maintained all openings through this portal at Mount Hermon, connecting the heavens and the earth and under the earth. And on her behalf, we agree with Sarah Elishaba to break all links from this portal to the highest heaven, to the lowest earth, all the way into Tartarus, all the way back to Isaiah 14:12-14, and reaching all the way forward to the close of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ and the final great white throne judgment. And we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to fill up this portal with himself. So we call upon you, Father. We acknowledge and we proclaim on Mount Hermon that Jesus Christ is Lord. We remind the powers of darkness what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration,
yes,
when he was transformed. And there was the manifestation of the glory of the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, the glory of his Father, and the glory of the elect angels, and the glory of his kingdom. We call upon you, Father, to manifest the glory of the Son of Man again on Mount Hermon, but
yes,
this time through the church, through
yes,
the body of Christ. Release everyone who is generational SRADID that has been taken captive by Satan, interfaced with the powers of darkness through what has taken place on Mount Hermon. And
yes,
then, interfacing that again with the Temple Mount and creating the veil over the nations. So we do appeal to you, Father, to not also manifest the glory of Jesus Christ right into the gates of hell at the base of Mount Hermon, the Grotto of Pan, Bonaeus, all that which represents the opening that goes into Hades.
Yes,
we just cut it off and command that entire realm to be delivered over to and subject to the Lord of Hosts. We proclaim that Jesus Christ as Son of Man is supreme Lord of heaven and earth over that entire realm.
Thank you, God.
And so, Father, we appeal to you because Jesus Christ is head over all rule, authority, and principality and power, that he is the ruler of the kings of the earth, that he would manifest that right now from the highest heavens all the way down to that portal of Mount Hermon, all the way down into Tartarus, into every dimension and realm that represents the kingdoms of Satan. You would personally release your elect angels, strike down, overthrow, crush, and humiliate Hasatan. You would lay waste his kingdom.
Yes,
we just demand, we command Hasatan to release the Temple Mount, to release the tribe of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem that will make up the end-time army against the armies of Antichrist and the tribulation. We call upon you, Father, to lay bare your holy arm and make a name for yourself this day. We command Satan to release every kindred, nation, tribe, and tongue that will make up the remnant of the tribulation, to release the 144,000, to release everyone that represents a veil over their hearts because of their own sin and rebellion. Sarah Elishaba calls out of this portal, the church,
yes,
the body of Christ,
yes,
as far as she has been used, has been opened. We confess everyone here at Morningstar that has been used in their bloodline to open this portal. We now call the body of Christ out of this portal,
yes,
out of this realm.
Yes.
We break spiritual death off of the nations and off of the church that has been projected upon mankind, this portal on Mount Hermon. And we also call the entire body of Christ that has been interfaced and linked and maintained by the church on this mountain, and command the return of all persons, spirit, soul, and body back to each person, and cut off all linking and networking that remains in the entire body of Christ corporate.
Yes, God.
Collapse the network. We collapse the matrix in
yes,
every way in which the global construct of the satanic veil of the nations being projected out of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And we refer to you, Father, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. Upon this mountain,
yes,
I will swallow up the veil that is over all the nations, the
thanks,
tightly woven net that is woven over all the peoples. We command that net to collapse. We ask you, Father, to release all the power and significance of the shed blood of Jesus Christ and all that represents his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session to your right hand, and all that he represents as the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. We just command this veil to be removed off the nations, the 1040 window nations released, and that every kindred, nation, tribe, and tongue would be released that will be around your throne. And Revelation chapter 7, all that has been done by Satan to block, thwart, or interfere with the church coming to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ through Satan's descent on this mountain, 1947, 1948, we cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We cast
yes,
Satan off of this mountain, out of this portal. We bring to bear the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ and his life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session, and glorification of the right hand of God the Father against you, Hasatan. We cut you down. We destroy you. We remove you off of the Temple Mount. We strip you off the nations. We proclaim that this world belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ by right of redemption. We take it back. We offer up to you, Father, the nations, the peoples, the church, the body of Christ that has been taken captive through the works of darkness and through every form of idolatry. And we break the house of Windsor. We break the house of the Oldenburgs. We break the house of the Collins. We destroy all the bloodlines, the houses, and the kings of the earth, and mentioned in Psalm 2, the contemporary kings of the earth. We strip them of their satanic powers. We command all the kings of the earth to be stripped of every form of satanic power in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that has been the result of this reopening of this portal in 1947 and 1948. And Sarah Elisheba also confesses and renounces copulating with Satan and the fallen angels to conceive and give birth to the false prophet and all that he represents as the destruction of mankind and the deception of God's people. She claims back all of herself that was connected with Satan and the fallen angels to be cleansed with the blood of Christ.
Yes.
We also, on a corporate way, Father, you know, everyone that represents all the bloodlines of the Merovingian kings and all those that are descendants of Charles the Great and or Charlemagne, all the way up to the present. This would include the House of Windsor, but the House of Oldenburg and all that which is now confluent with the House of the Collins. The new bloodline. We just, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, confess every generational sin, all personal iniquity that has empowered Satan, every human sacrifice that has occurred to open this portal again. We confess and renounce this, and every way in the church has been interfaced with this in terms of generational sin. We confess this as sin to you, Father. Now we ask you to cleanse this location. We call upon you, Father, to manifest the throne of the living God right there on Mount Hermon, all the way up through the second heavens, right into from. I'll just change that, Father. The very throne of Jesus Christ that he is now sharing with you in the third heaven, you would manifest your throne rights and throne power from through the very third heaven, right down through the second heavens, clear away, all the way down through Mount Hermon, right down into Tartarus, and all the way back to Isaiah 14:12-14, and project it all the way through to the consummation of this age.
Yes,
you would project the throne rights of Jesus Christ right down to Mount Hermon, right across over to the Temple Mount, and over to Golgotha, where there is also a portal down into Tartarus there. We command all that realm to be filled with all the fullness of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask you to release the body of Christ so that the church can would attain the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in this Gentiles. You would do all that is necessary to bring in the fullness of the Gentiles and to hasten the coming day of God. And so we give this time to you. We give this region to you. We give you thanks, Father, for this opportunity. We ask special covering protection for Kathleen Pearl and those that are with her. I think it's, is it Miriam?
Marina.
Marina. Mm-hmm. And anyone else there, we just manifest your throne rights from this moment to the coming of Yeshua,
yes,
to establish his throne on Mount Zion, Father. Clear a path. Manifest the supreme authority and glory of Jesus Christ as Son of Man. Manifest his coming glory. Manifest all, over Israel. Release every Jew that is blinded in Israel. That will make up the 144,000, and those will make up the remnant in tribulation. And release every Jew in Jerusalem, Father, and in the nation of Israel that will make up the body of Yeshua before the rapture. Release them, Father. We command Satan to release them. We hold up the shed blood of Jesus Christ as the legal right and ground that God has over them. Father, we want to confess to you that the Jewish people were the primary instigators of the crucifixion of Messiah. We also confess that the Romans were the instruments of this crucifixion, but the Jewish people are the instigators, the Jewish Sanhedrin, and we confess all the sins of those of the Jewish Sanhedrin who said, "We will not have this man rule over us. Give us Barabbas." And when Pontius Pilate, a Roman pagan, wanted to let him go, the Jewish people said, "Give us Barabbas." The sin and the wickedness of those Jewish people, when they said, "No, we do not want this man to reign over us. We want Barabbas, a freedom fighter." We confess that sin.
Yes.
And Father God, when the Jewish people there, as before Pilate said, we do not want this man to rule over us, and Pilate said that he wanted to let him go, that he finds him innocent, and then they cried out, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." Father, we confess that his blood has been on the children of Israel. So we confess that self-imposed curse on behalf of the Jewish people. That is wickedness. That is vile. We ask you to bring the Jewish people to full repentance over but that self-imposed curse, and we ask you to manifest your mercy. We hold up the shed blood of Jesus Christ over every Jew that has cursed Yeshua throughout, from the foot of judgment seat there of Pontius Pilate, all throughout the generations, all the Hasidic Jews, the Kabbalistic Jews, all the Jews, and every Jew that has ever cursed Messiah. We confess that sin to you all the way up to the current time, and all their rebellion and their stiff-neckedness and their arrogance and their love of the Torah versus love of Yeshua. We confess that is supreme arrogance. And so you would break the spirit of the Torah off of God's people, and that they, as Jesus said, you search the Torah, for in them you think you have eternal life. But it is these, the scriptures of the Torah, that point to me, Jesus Christ, and you're not willing to come to me that you might have the life that you're seeking in the Torah. So we confess the idolatry of the Jewish people of worshiping the Torah rather than Yeshua HaMashiach. You break the spell off of them. We curse Judaism in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We break it off the people. We call upon you, Father, to manifest Yeshua as the supreme Lord of the Jewish people, that he and he alone is their Messiah. And the Torah is not the Lord. And the Scripture is not Lord. It points to Messiah, who is the Lord. So you would grant your mercy. You would manifest all that is necessary this day for the releasing of the 144,000 that will be sealed, the strengthening, the releasing of those that make up the tribe of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem mentioned in Zechariah, that you will empower to defeat the armies of Antichrist on the ground, and that you would do everything that is necessary to see this age consummated, Father.
Amen.
We offer this time to you. You are the Lord. We acknowledge you. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. on Mount Hermon, all the way up into the third heavens, all the way down to Tartarus, all the way back to encompassing all the kingdoms of Satan. We proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ as Son of Man is Lord over Yehoshaphat. We strip all the Nephilim of their satanic powers that have been given to them in this generation. Strike down all the Nephilim in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Cut them off from the body of Christ. We strike down every rule, authority, and principality and power. We strip them of everything that represents a hindrance to the church coming to the nature of the stature of the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the Gentiles coming to the body of Christ, and for the Jewish people to come into that posture where they will cry out to you in their repentance over their part in crucifying their Messiah.
Thank you, Lord.
We give this to you, Father. This is yours. Mm-hmm. Now take this that has been given to you and bring this age to rapid consummation.
Yes, Lord.
We hold up to you Benjamin Netanyahu and those that are with him, the Jewish leaders, the IDF forces there. We call upon you, Father, to release your elect angels, assess force, rank, and number, that
yes,
you would empower the Jewish people. And we ask you straight out, is it time for you to fulfill Psalm 83?
Yes,
if so, you would release every angelic force, every angelic contingency to strengthen Benjamin Netanyahu and those that are with him and all those that are praying, that you would strengthen him with your right arm of power, and that everything that is against it, we just strip Hamas in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
We strike down Allah off of the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
We attack the very name of Allah. We curse the name of Allah off of the Temple Mount. We strike down that filthy God off of Israel in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we strip Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian forces, and all the surrounding nations. We strike down the name of Allah off of Mecca, Medina, off of the Temple Mount.
Yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke Allah in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So we proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord over all the domains and realms that Satan rules through the filthy name of Allah. May the name of Allah be cursed off this earth and every other foul god.
Yes,
Father, exalt the name of Jesus Christ
at
the right hand of the... And we just command everyone that is held captive by Allah to be released and delivered over to Jesus Christ,
Thank
the Son
you.
Of Man and Savior of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, we give this to you. We ask a special covering of peace as... any retaliation that would be directed towards us or Kathleen or
families, Lord, put them under the blood.
Those that are with them, but we just any planned retaliation because of this prayer, we ask you right now, you would
break
proactively,
it.
Lord, release your elect angels to go forth, crush, humiliate, overthrow, and destroy all planned satanic retaliation for this prayer time on Mount Hermon. Go ahead all the way to the consummation, Lord, and make a name for yourself. Lay bare your holy arm and demonstrate who you are as the God of Isaiah. We hold up to you every word that was penned by Isaiah, especially in Isaiah 40 through 66.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he penned and everything you spoke to Isaiah regarding the remnant that you will deliver that will be alive and survive there in Israel and specifically in Jerusalem when you return. Secure that remnant, Lord. And release the Holy Spirit in such a way that everyone in Israel today that has been chosen to become the body of the Messiah before the Great Tribulation, release them, we command in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that everyone, every Jew necessary to complete the body of Christ will be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
So release them, send forth your Spirit, bring forth the revival, and start right there in the Sanhedrin. Start right there in the Knesset, Lord. Pour out your Spirit.
Yes, God.
Cause there to be a great awakening, Father.
Yes, God.
So that this age might be consummated. So we commit all this to you.
Amen and amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to also hold up to you, Father, Daniel Webb, who was the firstborn of King George VI. Every way in which he was used, his conception, we hold up to you every conception ritual that has occurred on Mount Hermon, and every conception ritual that has occurred, and every birthing ritual that has occurred in Mount Jerusalem, under the Temple Mount Jerusalem, we now break all satanic power and interfacing with every conception ritual that has occurred. We release, command Satan, release Dan Webb in every way in which Satan has been interfaced over the nations through the conception rituals on Mount Hermon. We break and neutralize all satanic power that has been initiated against this generation.
Yes, Lord.
That has been released against this generation through conception rituals. We claim everyone that has been conceived on Mount Hermon, we command their exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask or think,
yes,
according to the power that is working within us, that you might have your glory in the church as you now have it in Yeshua HaMashiach in all ages and then forever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today is Memorial Day, and so this is the day of remembrance. We are making an altar of memorial. We are reminding you of your word and your promises as we recognize the fulfillment of promises that are coming to pass. Father, also out of Zechariah 12, Father God, Zechariah 11 and 12, that in that day of Machor Nifti, that you will open a fountain of cleansing and to remove all the idolatry from the land, because you spoke that you are a holy, holy, holy God, that there is none like you, and that this land is going to be holy before you possess it and return to set up your kingdom. So we say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, I thank you for the dream last night where I saw the darkness and the powers of the ages and the history culminating together. And at the top of the mountain, there you were, Lord. You were returning it back. You are turning it over, and you are turning it back, and you are consuming it into you. And Father, that this is the ministry of reconciliation. We participate under the wing and the talit of the Most High. And we lift up your name, Lord. We trumpet your word. You've exalted your word above your name. We lift up your holy name. We lift up, Father God, over this land, the standard in Isaiah 59 through 19 and 21, Father God, that in that day when the enemy has come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. And Father, we thank you for those who turn, that Jacob will turn from their transgressions. Lord God, that you will establish your word in their mouths and to the mouths of their descendants and their descendants' descendants from now and forevermore. For you, the God that reigns in eternity, and Father, we release, Father God, your eternal counsel over this place, Israel, which is the apple of your eye in Jerusalem, and that you are the King of the Jews. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords, and there is no other. Who alone is like our God? You are the most highly exalted one, and we lift up your name as the only name that is Echad. You are the one God, and there is no other. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name and by his blood, and we thank you for this precious, precious time, Lord. Amen.
Yes, amen. All right. Well, good. So now we trust the Lord that we'll be wonderfully released.